Greece's continuing financial crisis has produced mass unemployment and an uncertain future for thousands of families trying to feed their children. According to data from UNICEF, more than 300,000 children in Greece now live in families that cannot afford to provide a healthy diet, including meat or fish. Mr. Konstantin M. Triantafylou, Executive Director and CEO of IOCC, International Orthodox Christian Charities, is with us today to talk about a new initiative to offer relief to these families. Welcome, Dean.
Hey, Father. How you doing?
You know, I'm astonished by the statistics of poverty in Greece and thrilled that IOCC is responding. What is that new initiative?
Well, the new thing we started this month was the Jaharis Family Foundation $1 million challenge grant.
And how does that work?
The Jaharis has put up, the family put up $1 million, and we're challenged to raise another $1 million to match against that for a total of a $2 million relief program for Greece.
This is not the first time that the Jaharis Family Foundation has stepped up to help. Tell us about the Give for Greece program.
Now, the Jaharis have been extremely, extremely generous as far as supporting our efforts in Greece with Apostoli, the relief arm of the Church of Greece, Archdiocese of Athens. Last year alone, I think it was close to $9 million in programs between food, medical supplies, and heating fuel that we provided to needy families in Greece. And this is a continuation of that. We're basing it, you know, the crux of it is trying to help people help themselves. And so we've expanded this year trying to help in agriculture, working with small co-ops, probably 300 families be working with us on that, in agriculture. When I first met with Archbishop Hieronymus, he said he wanted to help people with dignity and respect. And so that's how we came up with the idea of the fresh produce using the debit cards, and people go do their own shopping for fresh produce.
And so we're talking about using the food from the farmers in Greece, correct?
Yes, most 99.9%, whatever the number is, close to it, of the produce that's purchased through this project is fresh produce, is produced in Greece. It's really one of the goals is to keep the money in Greece.
Okay, and what are some of the other benefits of the program?
Well, it's meeting the emergency needs. It's building capacity of the church as well. We're working everything in consultation with the church, offsetting or complementing the dry goods program. The situation there is continuing to be a challenge. You know, the austerity plans and
it's really hurt the people.
Instability of the government and jobs. It's going to take a while to climb out of this. And so while there's some progress in some areas, in other areas, you know, families with a large number of kids and what have you are challenged. And so that's why we pushed for a second year, and the Jaharises were extremely supportive.
That's wonderful. And I love what Archbishop Hieronymus said, to they should have this in dignity. So that's quite a step forward, because these people are hurting. I've been in Greece several times this past year, and it is a horrific situation. There's no doubt about it.
And you've got other, you know, and you've got other groups who are stepping up to help us meet that match. I mean, the Hellenic Initiative is helping us significantly to come up with almost a third of the money. Wow. The Kulis Foundation, private donors, churches, individuals, you know, Sunday schools. So a lot of people are stepping up. We're very grateful to see all the support we're getting.
Great. Let's ask a final question. How can the listeners help? What can we do to help you?
Well, getting engaged, you know, helping us meet the challenge that the Jaharises have given us, and trying to raise, you know, the money to match up against the Jaharises grant.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do that. And they can come to your website. I know that.
Yes.
And the website.
IOCC.org, or call the office, and we'll appreciate any support we can get, big or small.
And let me give them their toll-free number, 1-877-803-IOCC. That is 4622. Or mail a check or money order payable to IOCC to P.O. Box 17398, Baltimore, Maryland, 21297. Dean, thank you so much for being with us today, and we applaud the work that you're doing, and, of course, the Jaharis Foundation as well.
Thank you, Father.